BBC News with David Austin. President Hugo Chavez has returned home to Venezuela from Cuba, where he admitted having cancer surgery. His long absence and initial secrecy about his medical condition provoked uncertainty in Venezuela. From Caracas, Sarah Granger.
President Chavez arrived at Caracas's International Airport in the early hours of Monday morning. He's expected to appear later in the day on the balcony of the presidential palace in Caracas to greet his supporters. Official pictures of the arrival show him smiling and embracing some of his ministers, a much happier Hugo Chavez than the one we saw a few days ago, announcing to Venezuelans he'd been treated for cancer. After more than 4 weeks away, President Chavez has returned in time to celebrate Venezuela's bicentenary of independence from Spain, which begins at midnight.
A French writer who alleges she was attacked 9 years ago by the former IMF chief Dominique Strauss-Kahn is preparing to file a criminal complaint against her. A lawyer for the writer, Tristan Bannon, said she would file a lawsuit alleging attempted rape. From Paris, Christian Fraser.
Miss Bannon spoke of this incident on a chat show in 2007, alleging Mr. Strauss-Kahn attacked her when she went to interview him, age 22. She claims the pair of them wrestled on the floor of his apartment as he tried to unhook her bra. Back in May, Miss Bannon said that in light of the case in New York, she would finally file charges over the matter, but the decision was postponed. Within hours of Miss Bannon announcing her intentions, Mr. Strauss-Kahn had instructed his lawyer to file a counteraction for false accusation. In the statement that was issued, they said the account given by Miss Bannon was imaginary.
The former Bosnian Serb military commander Ratko Mladic has been removed from the courtroom during his war crimes trial in The Hague for disrupting the proceedings. Not guilty pleas were entered on his behalf after he said he would not respond. Matthew Price reports.
Ratko Mladic used perhaps the only weapons he still has at his disposal. With a mocking air, he tipped his cap towards relatives of some of his alleged victims in the public gallery. He then demanded that his own lawyer be allowed to represent him. The judge said the registrar would discuss that with him. Then, as the judge moved on to read out the 11 charges, Ratko Mladic tore off the translation headphones he was wearing, saying he wasn't going to listen. "You're not a court," he ranted, shouting over the judge that he was talking in vain.
Hundreds of ultra-Orthodox Jews in Israel are holding a rally outside the country's Supreme Court in Jerusalem. They're protesting against the arrest and questioning of two rabbis who backed a book which argues that the killing of non-Jews should be legal in some circumstances. The book, The King's Torah, says non-Jews, including babies, could be preemptively killed if they're deemed to pose a threat to Israel. This has been widely interpreted as meaning Arabs. World News from the BBC. The authorities in Mexico say they've captured a co-founder of the CETAS drug cartel. Federal police arrested Jesus Enrique Rejon Aguilar on Sunday in a town on the outskirts of the capital, Mexico City. The authorities allege he's the third in command of the organization and say he's one of the country's most wanted criminals. Italy's leading heritage group has urged the United Nations to put Venice on its endangered list. Italia Nostra accused successive Italian governments of underestimating the devastating effects of development projects. Duncan Kennedy sent this report from Rome.
Italia Nostra says tourist invasions from land and sea are helping to overwhelm the city, whilst the new barrier designed to keep water out of its famous lagoon is insufficient to cope with the predicted rise in sea levels. The report also blames giant cruise liners for damaging the foundations of buildings by the wash of their wakes. The group says one way to ease the pressure on the city would be to cap the numbers of tourists. It also wants tougher controls on construction and dredging.
A long-lost opera by the Italian composer Vivaldi is being performed in Prague for the first time in almost 300 years. Vivaldi wrote the work in 1727, but the score was later lost. It's now been reconstructed by a Czech harpsichordist. From Prague, Rob Cameron.
Vivaldi composed L'Unione delle Pace e de Marte, the Union of Peace with Mars, to mark the birth of King Louis XV's twin daughters in 1727. The opera, technically known as a serenata, was performed just once in a Venice garden. Now, 3 centuries later, it's being performed again, this time in the magnificent Baroque setting of the Ledebor Gardens at the foot of Prague Castle.
And that's the BBC News.